It's time to interface at IYFWrestling.com. Here's Joey LaRocque.
Survive the cauldron of hate. You've reached for the brass ring. What is there left to do? One thing and one thing only, and that is seize the moment. January 14, 2012, In Your Face Wrestling's first event of the new year in Boston Spa, New York at the Boston Area Community Center. Hi everyone, Joey LaRocque joining you once again, and yes, that is the name of our next show happening January 14th, Seize the Moment. It's already been announced here on the homepage of iYFWrestling.com, and also some matches were listed as well, but I need to make a clarification about those matches. That was a little premature on our part. We only have confirmation of one of those matches. The other two, not quite yet. The one match that is confirmed is the match that is signed to be the main event on January 14th. It will be Drake Evans challenging Pierre the Beast Vachon for the In Your Face Wrestling Championship. That match is set. It will be the main event. Now, as far as the tag team title match is concerned, we're getting rumors that Adam Badger, one half of the tag team champions, is actually dealing with a severe shoulder injury. We don't know if this is going to hinder him from defending the tag team titles on January 14th or not. We don't know if the champions will have to lose the belts by default. Jamar Magic Justice and Loverboy Ricky Williams earned the tag team title shot at the next IYFW event back on November 12th, and that would be January 14th, but as of this recording, we don't know what the status is of the tag team title match at this time. And as far as the New Breed title match is concerned, Shiloh Robinson, number one contender for that title, has already signed the contract. He's inked the deal. He's ready to go, does not want to miss the opportunity. Franz Roddy, on the other hand, is holding out. Why? We don't know. Is he holding out for more money? Does he want a better spot? Is he just playing a power play with IYFW management? We don't know, but he has not signed the contract yet. We all know about the tremendous ego that Franz Roddy has, and now that he can say he is the only man in IYFW to be a Triple Crown winner, that head of his is going to get bigger and bigger and bigger. Take that any way you want. But anyway, once we get confirmation about those two matches, folks, we'll let you know here at the interface. Let's talk about some other things that's been going on at IYFWrestling.com. Did you catch the video I told you about with Minister Max Burton on the phone with Board of Directors member Shepard Finch? Well, in this video, Max Burton made it clear he has nothing to do with and wants nothing to do with the Savage Wolves' involvement in IYFW. Max Burton did not make the decision to put them on the show back on November 12th. That was somebody in the upper management of IYFW. And apparently, from what that video showed, it was supposed to be like a peace offering to the Savage Wolves to stop all these attacks they have been doing. But obviously, it backfired for IYFW management. The Wolves attacked their opponents, they attacked the referee, stole personal items from all three men, and I've been trying to find out who exactly made the decision to put the Wolves on the show, and no one is fessing up to it, and you can imagine why. But one person who definitely does want something to do with the Savage Wolves is referee Dan Roberts, and we've got video footage that was sent to IYFWrestling.com from Dan Roberts, and he wants a piece of the Savage Wolves on January 14th. Take a look at this video, and you'll see what I'm talking about. Well, as we all know, the holiday season is upon us, and what better way to take care of that wrestling fan in your life than with some authentic, official, in-your-face wrestling merchandise? Why don't you go to the merchandise section here at IYFWrestling.com, grab any one of our great home releases, and we haven't done this in a while at the interface, but what better time would it be than to do a DVD pick of the week? And the pick this week is an event that took place in April of 2010 entitled Amsterdamage. This happened in Amsterdam, New York, a great night of action, as you can imagine. That night we saw the then tag team champions, the Grindhouse, Max Burton and CJ Scott, defend the titles against the International Ego Trip, the Mighty Franz Roddy, and the Northern Stud. A great tag team title match. We saw the demise of the Grindhouse in that match. You can see all the action that happened that one. Also, two young men that evening took on each other one-on-one, and these two men have made a great name for themselves in the independent scene of professional wrestling. They are Cheech and Cloudy. Their match, of course, had some great innovative offense, some high-impact moves, and great entertainment as only these two men can provide. And the main event that night, first time ever in IYFW, a four-way free-for-all for the In Your Face Wrestling Championship. Then-champion Drake Evans defended against Itana, The Force from the North Vigo, and Guillaume de Sade. A lot of controversy came out of the end of that match. Definitely want to check that show out. Amsterdamage from April 2010. Go to the merchandise section, as I said. Grab some great stuff for that wrestling fan in your life and make their holiday season just a little more in your face. Speaking of the holiday season, what is a wrestler's least favorite Christmas carol? I'll tell you the answer to that one, Winter Wonderland. You don't know why? Read the lyrics and you'll find out why. Well, I think that's going to do it on this edition of The Interface. Coming soon, we're going to be talking more about these tag team title match and the New Breed title match, see if we can get confirmations on those. We'll talk more about our great main event with Drake Evans now challenging Pierre Vachon for the In Your Face Wrestling title. More matches hopefully to be announced soon, and coming soon, a complete recap of 2011. For iywrestling.com and The Interface, this is Joey LaRocque.